ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 51 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ मुचुकुंद टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। श्रीराजो वाच को नाम स पुमान ब्रह्मन् कस्य किं वीर्य एव च कस्मात् गुआं गत शिष्ये किं तेजो यवनार्दन। श्रीराजो वाच को नाम स पुमान ब्रह्मन् कस्य किं वीर्य एव च कस्मात् गुआं गत शिष्ये किं तेजो यवनार्दन। श्रीराजो वाच को नाम स पुमान ब्रह्मन् कस्य किं वीर्य एव च कस्मात् गुआं गत शिष्ये किं तेजो यवनार्दनः। Matajis. Shriraja Vacha. The King Parikshit said, Kaha, who, Nama in particular. Saha that. Puman person. Brahman O Brahmana Shukadev. Kasya of which family. Kim having what. Viryaha powers. Evacha as also. Kasmad why. Guham in the cave. Gataha having gone. Shishe lay down to sleep. Kim whose. Tejaha semen offspring. Yavana of the Yavana. Ardhanaha the destroyer. Translation. King Parikshit said, who was that person, O Brahmana? To which family did he belong? And what were his powers? Why did the destroyer of the barbarian lie down to sleep in the cave? And whose son was he? Text 14. Sri Shuka Uvacha Sa Ikshvaku Kule Jato Mandatar Tanayo Mahan Muchukunda Iti Khyato Brahmanya Satya Sangraha. Shukadeva Goswami said, Muchukunda was the name of this great personality who was born in the Ikshvaku dynasty as the son of Mandata. He was devoted to Brahmanical culture and always true to his vow in battle. Text 15. Sayachitaha suraganer indradher atmarakshane asurebhya paritashtes tadraksham sakarochiram. Begged by Indra and the other demigods to help protect them when they were terrorized by the demons, Muchukunda defended them for a long time. Text 16. Labva guvam te saha palam muchukundam atabruvam rajan viramatam krichrad bhavanna paripalanat. When the demigods obtained Kartikeya as their general, they told Muchukunda, O king, you may now give up your troublesome duty of guarding us. Text 17. Naralokam parityajya rajyam nyata kantakam asman palayato vira kamste sarva ujjitah. Abandoning an unopposed kingdom in the world of men, O valiant one, you neglected all your personal desires while engaged in protecting us. Text 18. Sutamayasho bhavato gyatayo matya mantrinah prajavcha tulya kalina naduna santikalita. The children, queens, relatives, ministers, advisors and subjects who were your contemporaries are no longer alive. They have all been swept away by time. Text 19. Kalo baliyan balinam bhagavanishvaro vyaha praja kalayate kridan pashupalo yata pashun. Inexhaustible time, stronger than the strong, is the supreme personality of Godhead himself. Like a herdsman moving his animals along, he moves mortal creatures as his pastime. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The universe is created to gradually rectify the contaminated souls trying to exploit material nature. The Lord moves the conditioned souls along according to their karma through the various stages of spiritual rectification. Thus the Lord is like a herdsman, the word Pashupala literally means protector of animals, who moves the creatures under his protection to various pastures and watering spots in order to protect them and sustain them. A further analogy is that of a doctor who moves the patient under his care to various areas of hospital for diverse kinds of examination and treatment. Similarly, the Lord brings us through the network of material existence in a gradual cleansing process so that we can enjoy our eternal life of bliss and knowledge as his enlightened associates. Thus all of Muchukunda's relatives, friends and co-workers had long ago been swept away by the force of time, which of course is Krishna himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. मुकं करोति वाचालां पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यं ईश्वरं नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश तारिणी वांछाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। दिस इज अ वेरी इंस्ट्रक्टिव पर्पोट हियर वेर वी हियर अबाउट हाउ द लॉर्ड टेक्स केयर ऑफ द जीवा बाय हेल्पिंग द लिविंग एंटिटी गो थ्रू वेरियस स्टेजेस इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड लाइक अ हर्ड्समैन हु मूव्स द काउस अलोंग द लॉर्ड मूव्स अस अलोंग एंड ऑल्सो अनदर एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन इन द पर्पोट ऑफ अ डॉक्टर who makes his patient go through various tests and examination. Similarly, we all go through various ups and downs in life, various tests, examinations. So devotee takes assurance or takes comfort in the thought that the Lord very kindly is helping us go through this. He is overseeing us. He is there as Paramatma who is directing the wandering of the living entities. In the prayers of Queen Kunti also, in one section, Srila Prabhupada writes how Paramatma is not different from time. Time sees, everything is in this world is happening under the direction of time. And Paramatma is not different from time. So here also it is mentioned how we go through various ups and downs and time is very powerful. Very emphatically last three verses, 17, 18 and 19. How time makes everyone is moved into oblivion. Everyone is dismissed. Whoever you are, whatever you have accomplished, with utter disdain and contempt, we are washed away by the force of time. So time is a very powerful factor, and one of the biggest problems in this world is the inability to deal with this very ravaging force of time. Kalena sarvatra gavira ramasa. Ramasa, Kala is called as a powerful force which it sweeps away everything and everybody. And how we deal with this time will help us remain happy, will help us remain sober and grounded in this material world. So today, with time permitting, we will discuss three principles that really help us deal with the invincible power of time in this material world. First is acceptance. Accepting that we are controlled by time. Accepting that I am crushed by time. Accepting that I am going to be deprived of everything by the force of time. Accepting the reality of time. This is a very important solution. The internal acceptance. Second is gratitude and tolerance, which means, translating this acceptance into practical action, that is by expressing gratitude, tolerating provoking situations. This also helps us deal with the strange events that happen in our life because of time. And third is being present in our spiritual activities, being attentive. When we are present in the now, when we live in the now, we are actually destroying the influence of time. Especially when we are chanting Hare Krishna. If you are present with this one Maha Mantra that I am chanting now, then past, future is dissolved. Because spiritual world is a place where there is no time. There is no influence of past and future. Everything is present. So these are the three things. One is, what is the first one? Acceptance. Second is gratitude and tolerance, they are synonymous. we are taking them as synonymous here. And third is being present, being living in the now, chanting Hare Krishna in the now. So we'll discuss these three principles. First is acceptance. 90% of our problems in life will be solved if we simply accept. Yes, this is the power of time. Many times, you know, we are unable to accept the reality that my body is decaying, especially when we get older in life, when we're not able to do the same activities as we were doing when we were younger. We live a life of denial. And that causes a lot of anguish in the heart. And the opposite of denial is acceptance. There is one Mataji, Elizabeth Ross. She's written a very beautiful book on how terminally ill patients, when they are facing death, what they go through, the emotional stages they go through. This book is there in the gift shop also. So about death, facing death, which is time. So she says, the first emotional stage people go through is a stage of denial. No, I'm not going to die. No. Or even addicts, she says, somebody is a chain smoker. First he will deny. No, I'm okay. Oh, smoking, I can give it up easily when I want. But the fact that he's not able to give up means he's in denial. So we live in denial. And the denial then comes to the emotional stage, the emotional situation of that person. From denial, he goes into anger. Anger is basically a stage where, you know, you're actually fearful. The reality is dawning, but you're denying, but then that comes out as anger. Many times unprovoked anger also. And then there is bargaining. Means, somehow trying to live, somehow trying to negotiate with the doctor, can you do this treatment, can I do this, we are unable to accept that I'm going to die. So then, like, you know, a chain smoker may bargain with the doctor, is going through a treatment, a drug addict. No, let me get just one smoke for that bargaining, little sense gratification. So like this. So denial, anger, bargain, and then finally, when the reality keeps hitting us, time is tearing at us, then finally we come to this fourth most deadly stage of depression. Depression is when you actually realize you are facing death. And you are not as advanced as you think you are. When these kind of realities actually confront us, from denial, anger, you know, bargaining, finally we come to depression. Because that's when we actually know that I'm suffering. But those who have strong willpower or good association, so Elizabeth Mataji, she writes in this book how those who have good association and good guidance and strong willpower, they are able to come to the fifth stage, which is the most healthy stage, and that is the stage of acceptance. Yes, I am going to die soon. Or I am suffering from this. Or yes, I am not a pure devotee. Hare Krishna. When we are new, you know, we may have a lot of ideas about our own spiritual standing, about my health, my situation, my power. But acceptance, yes, swallowing the bitter pill that, yes, time is invincible, time is knocking me down. And that's liberating, that gives you a lot of peace. I remember the first time I got spectacles, I denied, you know, no, I'm okay, I'll remove this defective vision, I can remove it through yoga and pranayama. No, come on, I don't need the spectacles. Denial. But as we get older, what will we deny and how long will we deny? This is artificial. Spectacles is artificial. You know, I am going to do pranayama. But our lifestyle is artificial. You know, I am using a laptop. That is artificial. So then spectacles also are needed. Except, so I am just giving a simple example. But many things in life, you know, we deny the obvious reality. And scriptures are replete with examples. You know, Karna, Dhritarashtra. No, they could not accept the reality. Karna could not accept that Arjuna was more powerful than him. And Mahabharata has so many examples when Arjuna proved he is stronger than Karna. But Karna just couldn't accept it. He would always play the victim card. Dhritarashtra played the sympathy card. And Karna played the victim card so strongly
that the whole Indian society today glorifies Karna as a victim and Karna as a hero, because the whole society also loves to live in denial. You know, Karna went to the extent of calling Draupadi a prostitute. And I was reading Adi Parva recently. Govind Prabhu showed me the whole Adi Parva. There is a conversation where Karna is telling Duryodhana how Draupadi is lusty, how women are lusty and women like to have a relationship with many men. He uses such derogatory language about Draupadi and so many things, you know. But Karna is a hero in the Indian society today, and he played this victim card very well. Dhritarashtra sympathy card. Oh, I could be the king. He also couldn't accept that he cannot be the king. Dhritarashtra, he just couldn't accept. So he was trying to enjoy through his son, seeing Duryodhan. He wanted Duryodhan to be the king because that is extended sense gratification. I couldn't be, so let my son be. So like that, Dhritarashtra is a classic case of somebody who was living in denial, not accepting that time is very powerful and he cannot be the king. Accepting reality is very difficult. That's why Vidura instructs Dhritarashtra very nicely in the first canto. After all his sons are killed, Dhritarashtra still continues to live at the house of Pandavas. And that's when Vidura tells him, he reveals the plight of those who are not able to accept the power of time in their lives. People who live in denial, what happens to them, how time wrecks havoc in their life, is revealed by Vidura in his instructions to Dhritarashtra. He says, evam griheshu saktanam pramattanam tadiyaya atyakramada vigyata kalaha paramadustara. He says, oh my dear brother, evam griheshu saktanam, you are attached to household life, pramattanam, you have gone mad, atyakramad avigyata, you are not able to see the most powerful and avigyata, imperceptible force. What is the most powerful and imperceptible force? Kalaha paramadustara. Kal, time is so he reveals how time is imperceptible is the nature of time. Imperceptible means, you know, you don't know how time is going. Avigyata means, like we are sitting now, our nails are growing, actually. Our hairs are growing, but you can't see them grow. But it's growing. Avigyata, imperceptible. Or you keep a candle, the candle is burning. Now every second the wax is melting away, but you can't see it, you can't perceive it. Avigyata. So Vidura is telling Dhritarashtra, accept the reality. And because you're living in denial, time is imperceptibly destroying you. No? So, it's a very important thing. And we have examples in history, so many examples, even in, you know, just open your eyes and see, and you'll see. One of the greatest boxers of all time is Muhammad Ali. In 1960, Rome Olympics, he won the gold medal, Cassius Clay. Very powerful. When he would enter the ring, people would sing songs, his fans would sing songs. I fly like the bird, I sting like the bee, I am the greatest Muhammad Ali. That was a song. They would all his fans would sing, and he would enter and he would knock his opponents. You know, his arms are very powerful. This is 1960, and just 36 years later, 1996, Atlanta Olympics, Muhammad Ali was given the final torch of flame to light. So he was standing near that, and then the last runner came and gave him the torch of flame, and he was shaking because he had Parkinson's and he couldn't move his hands. The same hand with which he had knocked down one opponent after another just two and a half decades ago is now completely, and everyone is nervous, what will happen? He's holding, and slowly but surely, after days and days and months of practice, finally put that torch of flame into that huge thing, and then the Olympics started and millions of people applauded all over the world, whoever was watching Olympics. But the organizers of that event, they simply heaved a sigh of relief. Imagine if you had dropped it. So this is what happens. This is the power of time. Same person who just a few years ago was so powerful. So, but and if you're not able to accept this reality, we'll be miserable. As time will do its job. Time doesn't spare anyone. To the extent we are able to accept it, we'll be peaceful. So denial versus acceptance. If you can accept, then most of our problems are solved. Time is doing this. And then the next verse Vidura reveals to Dhritarashtra, not only time is imperceptibly destroying you, it also creates fear. This is the second nature of time, especially to those who live in denial. Time causes fear.
Vidurastatte abhipretya dhritarashtram abhasata rajan nirgamyatam shigram pasyedam bhayamagatam.
He says, Vidura knew the power of time and he is telling Dhritarashtra, Rajan nirgamyatam shigram. Get out of the house, immediately leave. Why? Pasyedam bhayamagatam. My dear brother, see your face in the mirror. Bhayamagatam, fear has entered your life. You are constantly fearful, I am going to die. But you are in denial also. So that, the denial plus the reality of time, what a combination. That gives birth to bhaya. Fear. Here again we have the classic case of Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady. I remember when I was in school, she had created a sensation in England. The first woman prime minister in the Western world. And when she would give a lecture, the House of Commons would applaud, the whole world would watch with bated breath. She was a powerful public speaker. And when we were in school and we used to look at her as a role model for public speaking. Very confident lady. She brought about so many reforms in the United Kingdom. But as she grew older, when she was in her mid-80s, I saw an article in the Sun magazine which spoke about, there's an article written by one lady, Miss MacDougall, and she writes about how, I forget the title of the article, but she writes how Margaret Thatcher has become a lonely figure. She is a sorry shadow of her former glorious self. The article says, she is on the verge of madness because her husband had died, and slowly, she had become old, and she was actually seeing the reality. Her body was weak. She was living alone. It's a very sobering article. The same person who at one time shook the whole world is now living in fear. Of course, she passed away recently. But her last years were in fear. Pasyedam bhayam agatam. Inability to accept the power of time in our life. So, in our own lives, as we get older, we get a lot of realizations. How, first of all, we are not as advanced as we thought we are. Secondly, I am not as healthy. I am not going to remain healthy. And I am not so wonderful as I thought. Or I am not always right. Or when our mistakes are known to us. So, it's like that. That's why if you see old people, I don't know if you've gone to, when we visit hometown, I grew up in a family where the joint family where a lot of elderly people were there. When we would go back home in the holidays to our hometown, the old people, the young grandparents and, when they would embrace us and give us blessings, they would have a lot of tears in their eyes. They would be crying. One is, of course, the reason because they are affectionate. But another is there is a fear that next time when this child comes back, I may not be there to receive him. There is a lurking fear that, we are going to be separated by time. And to the extent we are attached, to the extent we live in denial, that fear becomes acute as time inevitably strikes us. Like I remember once we were traveling to Lonere with Madan Gopal Prabhu for a program. So, this Konkan belt, they are these auto rickshaws where 8-9 people share that auto. And our bus broke down, so we had to take an auto in midway to go to Lonere. And it had been raining and the rain had stopped. And the scene was very beautiful. The landscape was extremely beautiful. So next to me in that auto was a father and a son. A small child who was maybe 7 years old. So he was insisting that we put the shutter up so that we could experience the breeze blowing and we could see the scene. So he was folding it and putting it up and then sat to experience and then that shutter would come down. Then again he tried and he put it, and then as he said, again it came down. So he just was so frustrated. Meanwhile the auto was going at a steady speed. Finally, you know, he was desperate to see the landscape and experience the breeze. He somehow managed to put that shutter, somehow he tied something. Finally, it was done. Ah, and then he sat down, relieved and happy that now he's going to experience. And what happened? The auto stopped. Because he had reached his destination. And he had to get down. His father was saying, get down. He said, no, I want to sit and I want to go. But we have reached, beta, we have to get down. No, I want... He was crying and he was insisting that they travel more, and his father kept, and he had worked so hard, you know, maybe 10 minutes he was doing that. Finally when the time came to enjoy it, he had to leave it. This is our situation in life. You know, we are making so many adjustments in life. Till death we are only making adjustments, and by the time we think, now I'm going to retire, now I'm retired, now I'll enjoy all my things, and that's when we have reached our destination. We have to leave this world. And that we are not able to accept. And that's why we keep fighting, crying, miserable. That's why, you know, old age can be very, very miserable. So this is the power of time. Denial, when we live in denial. Pratikriyana yasyeha kutaschit karihichit prabho saesha bhagavan kala sarveshamna samagata. Then Vidura, you know, somebody may say, okay, time creates, time invokes fear, time is imperceptible, but maybe there is some way out. So Vidura says, sorry, pratikriya na esyeha. My dear brother, there is no solution. You can't avoid time. Except, that is the best solution. Except that you are crushed by time. Kutaschit karihichit prabho, my dear Prabhu, nowhere, no one has got any solution for time. Why? Because Esha Bhagavan, Kala. Kala is Bhagavan. It is an energy of the Lord. And Sarve Shamna Samagata, everyone is embraced by Mr. Time. Nobody can escape the clutches of time. You may be the beautiful woman, but you cannot lure Mr. Time. You may be the most intelligent person, you cannot debate and defeat Mr. Time. You may be the strongest person, but you cannot wrestle and bring time into submission. You may be the wealthiest man, you cannot bribe away Mr. Time. Leave me alone. So everyone, sarvesham na samagata, everyone is included. All, you know, after the whole Kurukshetra war, Pandavas ruled. For 36 years there was dharma. And after Pandavas, Parikshit Maharaj ruled for 60 years. 96 years there was dharma, Krishna established. What happened after 96 years? Kali Yuga started. Time is powerful, you know, everything good has to come to an end eventually, and everything bad, it's a cyclical, time is cyclical. So, gone 96 years, after 96 years again, adharma. In the Bhagavatam if you see, there are so many names of kings, pure devotees of Krishna. So many names, in fact those names are, you know, we can't even pronounce those names. And we may not even remember those names. And each of those names are those personalities who lived for thousands of years and who ruled the whole planet, not just India. They were more powerful than, each one of them was thousands and thousands of times more powerful than Obama, Bill Gates, Modi, all put together. Very, very powerful leaders. They were ruling the whole planet Earth. They were pure devotees of Krishna. But you will see, Bhagavatam contains all of their names. Just one word is mentioned, only once. Of course, if you read those names, we'll get purified because they are pure devotees of Krishna. That aspect is there. Along with that, we also need to know, where are they now? Despite ruling for thousands and millions of years and being pure, they are all time. Time obliterates everyone in this material world. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a list of so many names of kings who ruled this earth at once upon a time. That's why Srila Prabhupada was very clear how, you know, time destroys everything. He would say in the 1966 when Vietnam War was at its peak, Srila Prabhupada was in New York when the American youth were being drafted into the army. Srila Prabhupada had the courage to speak there about the Mahabharat war. Bhagavad Gita, he was speaking on Bhagavad Gita, and the youth were agitated. They were saying, they were against war, because war means they thought of Vietnam War, and they thought they are being forced to join the war. So they were very agitated, and they would often discuss about Vietnam War, and Srila Prabhupada would say, Vietnam War will soon be forgotten. Surrender to Krishna. Many of them couldn't come out of that the reality of that event at that time was so overwhelming to their consciousness that they could not imagine life in eternity. They could not imagine that this is a fleeting moment in time. Srila Prabhupada was very clear. In 1944, I think, Gandhiji's 75th birthday was being celebrated. And everywhere in India and the world, leaders were appreciating. So Winston Churchill made a very famous statement. Today is Gandhi's 75th birthday, and it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is 2nd October, right? Yeah. So in 1944, on 2nd October, Winston Churchill made a statement that we wish it was Gandhiji's 35th birthday, the world would get so much more benefit that he could live longer. And Srila Prabhupada writes the first article in Back to Godhead about how Winston Churchill may wish like that, but time is very cruel, sir. Time will never fulfill your desire. It's gone. 75 years gone. With each rising and setting of the sun, we are coming closer to death. Ayur harati vai pumsam, udyan astancha yanaso, tasirte kshanoni ta uttama shloka vartaya. So the sun is rising in the morning, we all feel happy, and we should also know we are coming closer to That's why Srila Prabhupada wrote a beautiful poem when he was in Vrindavan in 1950s when he was living alone. He wrote a beautiful poem saying, where are all my loved ones, my father, my uncles, my relatives? They are all simply names today. Very, very touching poem. That chapter is called Crying Alone in Wilderness, something like that. Srila Prabhupada is remembering, and he's laughing also. He laughs. He says, this is how powerful time is. And later, when he was with his disciples in Jagannath Puri in 1977, January, and Srila Prabhupada was walking in the beach in Jagannath Puri, and he looked at the waves of the beach, and he saw some young boys running in the waves and jumping in the water. And Srila Prabhupada at that time was, in 1977, he was 82 years old. And he was walking with his cane. And he looked at that young boy running in the waves, and he turned to his disciples. He said, you know, this boy is running on the waves. I was running like him in 1920 when I came here first time. And then Srila Prabhupada recalled how as a young 24-year-old man, in 1920 he had come to Jagannath Puri and he was also running on the waves and the beach like this young boy. And then Prabhupada said, but today 57 years have passed. I am 82 years old now. Time has gone like this. So it's gone. And 1977, today is 2014. Therefore, Vidura's instructions are very powerful. He says, Ena Cheva Abhipannoyam Praner Priyatame Rapi Jana Sadhyo Vyujeta Kim Utyanir Dhanadivi. He says, you have to give up prana, the thing that you love the most. If that is what you have to give up eventually, what to speak of your house, your friends, and your relatives, and your money? All that is it goes without saying. All of us, the thing that we are most attached to is our life. That's why there is one lecture of Srila Prabhupada in Hindi. You know, he says a very beautiful statement. He says, I'll translate it in English later. He says, Koi bhi vyakti buda nahi hona chata, par prakriti sabko chupcha buda bana deti hai. The translation is, Srila Prabhupada is saying, nobody wants to become old, but material nature makes everyone old chup-chap. Chup-chap means quietly. Chup-chap sabko buda bana deti hai. So we don't even know how this is happening, but you know, we are gone. Chup-chap. See, and that in this purport, in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada writes, 5,000 years ago there was one Dhritarashtra. Today there is a Dhritarashtra in every house. He's saying how we are all like Dhritarashtras, you know, living in denial of the power of time. And this is interesting that generally outside people accuse Hare Krishna devotees of being pessimistic, talking about death, time, old age, suffering. But do you observe that because devotees live, they don't live in denial, they accept the reality, they accept this world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. You will see that devotees are happy. Acceptance is actually makes you happy. And for all the positive, gung-ho, enthusiastic talks, positive thinking and all that outside world, there's a very high case of depression and suffering and anxiety. So, we are not pessimistic, we are realistic. So this is very important, acceptance. And connected to this is the principle of gratitude and tolerance. Because when we accept the reality of time, a devotee becomes grateful to Krishna and he tolerates all the provoking situations. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana eva atma kritam vipakam ridvag vapurbir vidadam namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhak. He folds his hands and tells Krishna, Krishna, thank you. I'm going through this suffering. This is your kindness upon me. I deserve to suffer much more. So he is able to tolerate. This is very important because, you know, just like when a huge cyclone comes, huge winds come, that's a wind of time, the cyclone of changes. Sometimes this side, sometimes that side, a devotee folds his hands and we are helpless. We are helpless, you know, we just, Krishna. Just like in the rains, you can see, you know, I got a chance once, because I sometimes stay in Borivali. We have a very huge forest there, National Park, which is it's the biggest forest in the world, within a city. So there, I was in that forest once, walking, it was raining heavily, heavy rains. And I had my umbrella and everything, but it was so bad, and I was in the middle of the forest. So I went under a tree. And there, you know, you will only see deer, monkeys and an occasional leopard, if you are unfortunate. And there, I saw on the branch of a tree, there are huge rains, you know, winds are blowing, people who are walking, morning walk, they had gone, they were also, everyone was wet. On that branch, there was a family of monkeys. You know, all of them were cuddled together and they were just sitting like this. And it was raining and they were so, we could see on their faces. Generally you see monkeys are very restless. They are monkeying around, jumping around. But here you saw monkeys were so sober, just sitting like this. And the wind is blowing this side and they were so protective of each other. Quiet, just tolerate. And after some time the rains abated, then things became peaceful. Then they were again back to their monkey ways. But that sight I remember, it was so sobering. I got a realization that time that, you know, life is like that. Huge waves, cyclonic waves come in our lives. Suddenly one phone call can change your whole life. Something happens, some news, some accident. So devotees like that, like those monkeys, you know, just wait, tolerate. You can't do anything. Just keep quiet, fold your hands or raise your arms and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. You can't do anything. Just Krishna, I am yours. How can I serve you? Please let me tolerate this situation, Krishna. I am grateful to you. That's all. There's nothing we can do. Of course, that's how, you know, we can pray to Krishna. There's a nice Christian prayer I read many years ago. God, give me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the strength to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So in our lives, situations will come. So devotees, we simply depend on Krishna. We tolerate with gratitude, knowing that time is very powerful. That's why Bhishma Pitama, when he's instructing Maharaj Yudhishthira, he tells him, you went through so much difficulties, but still you are happy, sober, because you took shelter of principles, you know, with gratitude. Aho kashtam aho nyayam yaduyam dharmanandana jivitum narata klishtam vipra dharma achyutashraya. Because you took shelter of devotees, dharma, Krishna, you are safe. And then he says how time comes. Sarvam kala kritam manne bhavatam cha yad apriyam సపాలో యద్వశే లోకో వాయురివ ఘనావలి. సపాలో యద్వశే లోక్, భీష్మ సేస్ దట్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ కంట్రోల్డ్ బై టైమ్ అండ్ వాయురివ ఘనావలి. జస్ట్ లైక్ ద విండ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ బ్లోస్ అవే ద క్లౌడ్స్, సిమిలర్లీ ద విండ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ బ్లోస్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ సిచ్యువేషన్. అండ్ దేర్ ఆల్సో శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కమెంట్స్ ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ దాట్ a devotee should not be disturbed by the tricks played by time. Time plays tricks in our life, Srila Prabhupada says. Even devotees have to face these tricks of time. So by living a life of gratitude and tolerating provoking situations, a devotee is able to survive the onslaught of time. And if we can't be grateful now, when things are going nice for us apparently, how will we be grateful when actually Krishna starts taking away things from us? Because a time will come when, you know, we'll have to give up this body, everything we like. And that's the time when our gratitude will be tested. So if we can't be grateful now when things are nice, then how will we be grateful when we are at the time of death, when everything is being taken away? So gratitude is very important. And also gratitude and tolerance helps us face the reality. Because as we start chanting Hare Krishna, initially, you know, I don't know if you have this experience, when we are new in bhakti, we keep saying, oh Prabhu, I am fallen, I am in maya. And we don't mean it also. We don't even know what we are saying. Many times we say, I am fallen. But as we start chanting and we spend some years, Krishna is very merciful. In the holy name, you know, we are shown the mirror. Prabhu, Hare Krishna, you are actually fallen. You are actually in maya. And that's when the struggle is. So that's the time when devotees go through one of the two extremes. One is, because we can't accept it, we live in denial and we become depressed. Or somebody else may say, yeah, I am fallen, and go to the other extreme of being shameless. So when we said acceptance, we should accept the power of time. That doesn't mean we become shameless. You know? Shamelessness and guilt, these are two extremes in which we hover. Ideally, a devotee realizes he is fallen and immediately he expresses gratitude to Krishna for the situation he has been put in. Tolerating the situation and expressing gratitude, Krishna, thank you for revealing to me who I am. Thank you, Krishna. So in this situation, if we practice gratitude, then our lives actually become happy, although we may realize we are fallen. That's why Krishna consciousness is wonderful. A devotee realizes he is miserable, fallen, at the same time he is ecstatic. Because he is remembering Krishna with gratitude. So this is the second principle we discussed. First was acceptance, second was gratitude and tolerance. Third is being present. You know? Means basically in the book Japa book by Gurujan Prabhu, he writes how as Hare Krishna chanters, if we can somehow listen to the holy name and if we are present, then time loses its influence. In the sense, although we may get old, we may die, but we are connected to the spiritual world, which is free from the inebrieties caused by time. Because we are connected, we are present with the holy name, we are present with Krishna. And we transcend the effect of time in the material world. That's why he emphasizes, chant one Maha Mantra. Just be here and now. And this is a very powerful principle, because when we are present with the holy name, all our problems, planning, management, future, past, everything becomes insignificant. In the third canto, Vidura Maitreya conversation, there is calculation of time given. From the smallest unit of time, which is the time taken by one atom to combine with another atom, Paramanu, and then it increases to calculation of time in terms of days, weeks, months, year, then lifetime of demigods, then lifetime of Brahma. And after Brahma's calculation is given, which more than 311 trillion years, the next verse says, Maitreya Rishi says, and this lifetime of Brahma is equal to one nimesha of the Supreme Lord. Means when the Supreme Lord blinks, the time taken by the Lord to blink his eye, how much time will it be when you blink? That is the lifespan of Brahma. 311 trillion years in relation to eternity is just as brief as a blink of an eyelid. So then what about our life? Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in the 8th chapter of Gita, that Brahma's fantastic lifespan is as brief as a flash of lightning in the sky of eternity. So if eternity is compared to sky, how long does a lightning last in a sky? Second. So that is how long Brahma's life is. Then what about our life? And then what about our so many problems that we have in our lives? Oh, he spoke to me like that. He took that decision. He did this to me. I have been cheated. I have been prejudiced against. And there is so much politics. There is this. That. All that will be gone if Brahma's life is as brief as a flash of lightning. You can see our own courtyard of our temple. You can see two statues at the near the shoe stall. No? They were the men who gave donations, who helped in the LNHO. And if you see the date, one says 1914, the other is 1920. 100 years have gone. They are gone. We'll also be gone soon. I saw recently one advertisement of Taj Mahal Hotel. This was a newspaper cutting of 100 years ago. They had shown how Times of India was in 1910. So there was a third page advertisement of Times of India newspaper 1910, which says, "Enjoy your stay in Taj Mahal Hotel." And there is a young lady's drawing. She is smiling. And Taj Mahal Hotel, that photo is there, Gateway of India, we all have seen. And there is Taj Mahal Hotel's photo, this lady's photo, and there's a big fan, 3-blade fan. And it says, enjoy the cooling fan in Taj Mahal Hotel. So they're advertising for their hotel by showing how we have a fan. 100 years ago, having a fan in your hotel was considered a big opulence. Today, where has science gone? You know, how much we have degraded or advanced, the way you would like to see it. What has happened in 100 years? And what will happen in another 100 years? I also saw my father was in a VT station. He had an office there, Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus. So in his office, I would always see, he had two paintings. One, 1983, VT station, how VT was. You know, that road where the fountain is and that building is there. 1983, and next to it was, 1883, and the next was 1983. Both photographs were there. Same road. One is color and one is black and white. You can clearly see 1883 photo. But where are those people in that photo? Somebody is telling, you know, somebody sitting in a shop and some horse carriages are moving. And 1983, same place, there is BST bus, there are street lights. And you feel, wow, same place, but the 100 years difference. But where are those people who are here? Where are they gone? So everything becomes, you know, we all become obliterated. We all dissolve, we all disappear into the time. So better we are living in the present, we chant in the now. And if you are in the now, we are with Krishna. There is a song many years ago. Zindagi ke mele duniya mein kam na honge. I don't remember the whole song, but it says something like, you know, things will keep happening in this world. People will come and go. But where will you be? Where will I be? We will all be in another body, gone. So holy name is our shelter. Especially if we can live in the present, we can feel connected to Krishna and we'll feel loved. And when we feel loved by Krishna, especially when we are present with the holy name, we will be happy. Although we are all under the clutches of time, we'll be happy. So these are the two things, you know, being present with Krishna, to feel loved by Krishna. So like this, to conclude, there are three things we discussed which will help us transcend the inevitable effects of time. First is accepting the reality of power of time. Second is a life centered on gratitude and tolerance. And third is being present in our spiritual activities, especially while chanting, while praying, you know, we are present with the Lord. So this way we can also be peaceful and happy practicing Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanand.